You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I were talking off the air yesterday. Something came up about awkward moments and how you just sometimes you kind of want to just disappear. You want to slide under the carpet because you're so embarrassed or you're in such an awkward, strange situation.
Yeah, you feel like an idiot.
You feel like a complete idiot. And that's part of being human. And that's, I sometimes look back and I think to some of my most embarrassing moments in my life. And would I go back and change it? I don't know. I kind of like having the stories.
That's the thing, yeah.
The thing. I kind of like having the stories.
I was telling Dom yesterday about this birthday party I was invited to, and it was built up over like 2 or 3 weeks that this was going to be an 80s party. Everyone come in your 80s gear. We'll have 80s music and 80s decorations. So the day of the party, there's my wife and I in the bathroom getting ready. She's crimping her hair. Got her, you know, 80s gear on, some jean jacket. I got my Converse shoes on, an MTV t-shirt. I'm all done up with those 80s glasses, you know, with the lines through them so you can't really see that good. And we go walking into this party when we show up, and we're the only ones dressed in 80s gear.
It's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
We were like, what the? You know, everyone's standing around in hoodies and, you know, regular, you know, nowadays clothes. And we're like, what the hell? And a lot of people are like, oh, we just didn't have time to get our outfits together. Or we just, you know, we just turn on 80s music. And there we were, standing there, all decked out. I ended up leaving that party and going home and changing.
That sounds like you.
Back into a hoodie.
That sounds
well,
totally
it was
like you.
So incredibly awkward, man. It's like I couldn't stand there all night and talk to people like that.
Well, why not? It makes you the center of attention. I mean, come on. Ugh. I'll tell you probably the most embarrassing moment of my life. I'll tell you the story because I was just writing this the other day. I don't think I've mentioned this to you. I've been in this ridiculous industry for so long. I've got a stockpile of the outrageous things that used to happen in radio. So I'm creating a little memoir of like the most wild, crazy things that have happened to me in this industry over all these years. And this is definitely a chapter. And see if you like this. True story. There was a party that was held at the representative here in Denver for Atlantic Records, because one of their big artists was coming to town. And I'm not going to say right now who the artist was because that's irrelevant. Let's just say it was a fairly big star came to town. And so I was, you know, my ex-wife at the time, she and I got the car, drove to this guy's house, and there was probably 30, 40, almost 50 people milling about because you've got a big music star who's in this house, right? And I met this so-called star and talked for a few minutes and then wandered into the living room with my cocktail, with my beverage, where this artist's manager, very wonderful gentleman from England, British man, was standing there, and I was introduced quickly to him, and he just said a quick, nice to meet you, or something like that. And then conversation picked up all around. There were like 5 or 6 people standing there, and I'm standing there with my beverage. And when this manager finally goes to comment on something, he kind of, you know, like we all do, he kind of tripped over a word or something like that. And he tried 2 or 3 times to say this word and it wasn't coming out. And me being young, me being naive, me being just flat out stupid, tried to just diffuse the moment by reaching up with my hand and patting him on the side of his cheek. And I said, spit it out. You know, just a joke, right? Hey, spit it out. I slapped him on the cheek gently, said, spit it out. To my horror, about 30 seconds later, when he started talking again, I realized the man was a stutterer.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And the first interaction I had with him in front of all these people was to tap him on the cheek and say, spit it out.
Oh, no.
And for the rest of the party, I had to stand there as the guy who did that to a man, pleasant, wonderful gentleman who stutters. and there was nowhere I could hide.
Yes, you just leave.
Is perhaps the most embarrassing moment of my life, simply because I was trying to be funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. How would you known? You wouldn't have known.
I couldn't know, but at the same time, nothing more embarrassing has ever happened in my life. Not even when I pooped my pants out at Arrowhead Golf Course.
Right. That's a solid
that
second,
was
though.
Second place.
Or not so solid second. Oh, man.
We're asking for your stories of some of your most embarrassing moments or very, very, very awkward moments.
Janessa texted and said, in college, in one of those big lecture rooms, it was quiet during a test, and I sneezed and farted at the same time. Everyone heard it. Lots of laughing. I turned bright red. I couldn't concentrate after that, and yes, I failed the test.
So good, though.
I'll give you one more from, who was this from? Angela. I was in an elevator in a building downtown going up to like the 30th floor or something. I noticed my blouse was on backwards, so as the elevator was going up, I quickly pulled my shirt off and tried to spin it around. When sure enough, the elevator stopped and the doors opened, and some dude came in as I was mid-shirt spin. She says, yeah, the girls were out and he got a good look as I finished. So embarrassed. Lots of awkward laughing, and that's from Angela. It's a good one.
Oh, my really God. Good. We love those stories. Let's grab some phone calls, too. No to line one. Thank you, Josh. You know better than that. Here comes Kathleen. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're just goofing.
We just want your embarrassment story. What do you got?
Okay, so I was at the Indianapolis 500 race, and I had driven over with some friends, and I had sat in the back seat of their van. And when we got to the race, we were in the infield, and these two guys behind me tapped me on my shoulder and said, "You have got the hairiest butt I have ever seen." And I said, "What?" And I turned around, and somebody looked, and I had sat on the back seat. They had a red Irish setter, and I had sat on the cloth that they had on the back seat for the red Irish setter, and I had red Irish setter hair all over my butt.
So you literally had a hairy butt. Okay. All right.
Kathleen, we're off and running. Thank you for the hairy butt story. Here's an evil Heather. Heather, what do you got for us?
Okay, so I'm a school teacher, and it was National Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I'm the only one in my building walking around with a stuffed pirate on my shoulder, talking like a pirate. And my colleague that teaches across the hall from me, she was absent and had a substitute teacher that day, and I saw him, and he has on an eye patch. And I am elated to see someone else celebrating National Talk Like a Pirate Day. And I made a comment to him, you look so great. I'm so excited. It's not just me. And it was a legitimate eye patch that he needed for medical reasons.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, foot in mouth.
Oh, man. Brutal. Brutal.
That's what I'm talking about, Heather.
That's a good one.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Have a great
day. Bye.
You have a great day. Here comes Andrea. Andrea, good morning. What's the story?
Good morning, boys. Okay, so I was 17, and I won a trip with my mom to the American Idol finale. So they pick us up, and they have a driver for us. They pick us up from the hotel to take us to the event. Our driver didn't speak much English, and the security said, "Do you have Paula?" as in Paula Abdul. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, "Wait, no, we're not that." And but he just kept driving. So they pulled us up right to the red carpet where there's like a camera and everybody, because it's the finale. And he's like, "Get out of the car." I'm like, "Oh, my Atlanta." So I got out. Me and my mom are in like our TJ Maxx, what we thought was nice outfits. And so we are met with a camera, and everybody was like, "Oh, like live on air."
That's hilarious.
That's fantastic.
You should have played it off.
Yeah, I was gonna say you should have worked it, girl.
Put
you
your
gotta work.
Sunglasses
that.
On, and that's funny. Let me give you a text that came in from Annie. This is great. Annie says, "I was at my university bookstore standing in line with all my gear and books, wondering why the line wasn't moving after about 10 minutes. I then took a closer look at the guy in front of me that I've been standing behind, and it was a mannequin the entire time." This line is so slow.
That might be the best one.
Annie, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. You made us laugh. Thank you very much. Let's take one more quick call. I think we might run up against a break. Angela, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. So mine is super awkward. I, in college, did an internship in Disney World, and I got to do parades and shows as the characters. And it was during Christmas time, so I was working the night part doing the very Merry Mickey parade. So I went to watch the day parade, and I sat in the VIP section. And I met this family, and they were so nice, and the lady was just glorious. And I was talking to her, and, you know, she has this British accent. And I was telling her, the parade stops. Let me go out, and I'll take your family out and so they can get pictures with the characters. I work here. You know, like, I'm this big celebrity, like, I'm this big shot. So after the parade's coming through and everybody's waving to me, and I'm like, see, they're waving to me. They know I'm here. And her whole family is like laughing. And I get off the parade's over, so I go backstage, and one of my coworkers is like, "What were you doing?" And I was like, "No, I got approval to sit in VIP to watch the parade." And they're like, "No, but why were you sitting with Julie Andrews?"
Oh. Mary Poppins?
Yes. I sat there with Julie Andrews and her family for a good 45 minutes and thought I was the celebrity. And like said, everybody in the parade was waving to me.
I'm so popular.
Really? Yes. And it was her. But at the parade that I was in at night, I saw her sitting in VIP, and I totally broke protocol. I stepped off parade route, and I went over, and I was like, "I apologize that I didn't recognize you." She's like, "You made me so normal." But I felt.
I was going to say, really, she probably appreciated that opportunity more than you know.
Yeah.
And it probably entertained the hell out of her that you're like, "Hey, look, everyone's waving at me." God.
I did. I was like, "Look, they're waving at me. See, they know I'm here."
That's
and
so
really
funny.
They were waving at her.
That's really good.